on your mushroom.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hold on, let me put that link in the chat if y'all call in, man. And give y'all thoughts and why you think Charleston White gonna win. Matter of fact, I don't have to do that. Hold on, it's right here. Y'all wanna call in, the number is right there. So we got 25 minutes, y'all, so y'all can do whatever y'all wanna do. Y'all roll y'all shit up, get y'all drink on, whatever you do. You know what I'm saying? But once this shit come on, y'all, I'm gonna put the link in the Zoom. Everybody, we're gonna go on Zoom. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna go on Zoom. Alright, and then we set my Zoom back up. That's what I need to do because I X that bitch out. But yeah, that's what we're gonna do. Alright. Alright, hold on. Let's see my shit going on. Hold on, y'all. Alright. Let's do the sidebars real quick. Let's do that. Hold on, soldiers. Hold on. Where are my rude boys at? Alright? Alright, hold on. I can't show that. Let me get out of here first. Alright, hold on. But I don't really think this nigga gonna win, man. If he do, I'm telling you, it's a setup, man. It's a setup. I'm telling you, this shit gonna be a setup, man. All this shit is orchestrated, y'all. I don't think I would be falling for the okie doke, but I think this is, you know, it's gonna be a good fight, man. It's gonna be a good fucking fight. Let's see what happens, man. All right, let me see if anybody call yet. I don't know if anybody wanna call in yet. Don't be scared to call in now. Shit. All right, so let's go right here. Oh man. Oh yeah. Hold on. First of all, let's talk about this for a second before we get to the fight. All right. In the game, we're gonna go to Zoom and watch it. Right? Come on, baby. So we got... a white supremacist. Why my shit is frozen, huh? I said it's frozen. Everybody, make sure y'all show some love and donate to the platform as well. Please show some love to the platform. You already know. Why is my shit freezing right now? No. Oh my God. Are you serious, huh? Oh, oh. Are you fucking kidding me, son? Hold on. Let me X some of this shit out. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Let me X this out. X that out. X that out. X that out. Alright. Alright, let me X that out. Everybody, please make sure you hit that like button. We gotta wait. Can't find it on Fire Stick. So listen, the fight comes on in 25 minutes, so they're not on yet. So, alright, so once they come back on, the fight is gonna happen less than 20 minutes, alright? Then we're gonna go to the Zoom. Because anybody who's gonna be playing that shit on YouTube, they're gonna shut this shit down, they're gonna flag them. So, I'm not even going to play myself, all right? But let's do the sidebars real quick. Check it out. This is crazy. I didn't save, like, the updates or whatever when the police chief was talking and shit like that. I watched it, but I never saved it. Put in my saves. But anyway, so a white supremacist went into a fucking Dollar General store, locked them in, and killed three black people. And they killed themselves. Like, what? Y'all niggas hate us that. I don't want to get in that vibe because that's a whole different vibe, but we can't ignore. We got these weirdo-ass niggas that, you know what I'm saying? Like, and then I could almost guarantee you they were soft targets. Like, you know, women, older gentlemen, motherfuckers not going to do anything. If you want to do something, go to the hood where niggas are strapped. Niggas got guns in the grass, you know what I'm saying, and the garbage can and shit like that or whatever, all on them. They hit soft targets. People that thing, who's carrying a gun going to the fucking Dollar Tree, Dollar General? You know what I'm saying? That's kind of crazy. But let's keep it fucking pushing. See, we can't ignore shit like that, but it is what it is, man. Let's keep it moving, because that shit puts you in a whole nother vibe. And I ain't on that vibe right now. I'm definitely not on that. this bitch. Stepfather Finley stabs daughter over 100 times during her attempt to save her mother. Yeah, that's some other shit. You see the crazy shit that goes on out here? Yeah, that's funny, but I ain't trying to get no copyright strike for that. Yeah, that's crazy. Because I ain't really been on here, though, so I ain't really saved that much. Oh, right here. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, that's not it. That's before it happened. I didn't even save that shit. That's what I'm going to do. Let me look for that shit real quick. Charleston White, so we should see it. Because I ain't really been on the internet really pretty much all day today. You know what I'm saying? I try to unplug for real, for real. Let's check out how he fights. Check it out. Let it on. I mean, he might have got a little something, but what you gotta do is watch the feet too. It's all about the feet, your legs, your stance. That nigga got two backwards. You know what I'm saying? He got two backwards legs, nigga. Look how skinny them legs is, man. I mean, listen, I'm rooting for him, though. I'm not gonna lie. I'm rooting for him. For real. Honestly, I'm rooting for Charleston White. But I don't know, son. The nigga's pretty much like the same size. There it is, right here, goddamn.
Yeah, man.
Oh, well.
He's trying to fight. It's the difference between fighting and boxing, nigga. Yeah, man, I keep trying to tell you, nigga, I'm a motherfucking boxer. Nigga, I don't do no motherfucking ball fight. Yeah, nigga, know what's wrong with you goddamn nigga. Nigga, I ain't hit no motherfucking ball.
Bro, that nigga got two black in mouths, nigga.
With the motherfucking USA Boxing Association. Nigga, don't put your motherfucking hands outside of me, outside no motherfucking boxing ring, nigga. What is you talking about, nigga? I'm a sanctioned fighter. You trying to fight unsanctioned, nigga? I'm a professional.
Nigga said his knees is ankles. That's funny.
Fighter now, nigga. Nigga, keep your motherfucking hand. Nigga, just know I got your motherfucking mace boxing glove. I got your motherfucking mace boxing glove too. Nigga, you keep your motherfucking hands up. No referee there. There's a referee, but no rules right there. There's no motherfucking rules at the way in, nigga. But there, motherfucker, you keep your goddamn hand off me. He lucky I didn't press charges, nigga. Nigga, so what they want me to press charges? So nah, nigga, keep your motherfucking hands off of me until we get in the ring. I fight the boxing gloves, nigga. You don't touch me with fingers. Nigga, you gonna hit me.
Yeah, man.
You keep trying to fight. That's just between fighting and boxing, nigga. Yeah, man, I keep trying to tell you.
As much as a lot of shit, you know, he be saying some outlandish, crazy shit, but you can't deny the nigga's funny. Real, he's funny, man. You gotta give it to him, man. He's a dick. He's a real dick, though, man. All right, here it is right here. We all seen it before, but fuck it, I'm gonna play it again. Either way.
Yeah.
But I don't know, son.
Who is this person you got over here? This is my girlfriend, huh? You who? My girlfriend. Man, stop lying. That's one that, man, y'all, you doing that artificial intelligence when you done blew up somebody's head.
So, this is really my girl.
She ain't that, she really ain't that big. What do you mean?
This is my, this is my girl, Allie, bro. Allie, say hi. You see some face.
I am gone.
Let me hook up the Wi-Fi. Hold up. Let me hook up, make sure the Wi-Fi hooks up. Hold up. All
right.
Ooh, shit.
Right. Sidestep agent.
Yeah, this is complete bullshit.
That's right. The sidestep. Yup.
Yeah, I'm connected. Man, listen. As much money you got, you ain't got no like this. Man, look how big her back is. Just out there. Man, who is this person you got on her? This is my girlfriend, huh?
That bitch is, that's Mumra. That, I'm not going to hold you. That can't be a girl. That looked like a nigga named Brian. Brianna. Get the fuck out of here. Word, marshmallow lady. I actually tried to do that before, like have a site where I could live stream. I did it before. I actually, that's why I haven't been on, but I'm not going to say too much because I talk too much half of the time. But I'm building a website now. So that's what I already did, bought the domain name. So I've been, you know, in the cut, you know. But I will do build a website just on the stream. I will do that, all right? But I'm checking. They didn't come back on yet. So they ain't come back on. So probably another 10 minutes, the price should be popping. So for those who don't understand what's going on, let me show y'all real quick. So we just got to wait. Let me show y'all. So they didn't come back yet. So once they come back, boom. So who knows who the fuck is going to fight first? I don't know. What's her name? Amaretta or some shit? And Kenzo B? Yeah, so I'm pretty sure these fights is going to be entertaining. The ones before that shit, nigga, we fucking Jose Herrera and fucking Zane Gee was just fighting. Even though, you know, that was entertaining, but here we go. Let me open up my whistle name right now. Listen, we all got to go to Zoom, though. I'm not getting flagged for you next. It's not going to happen. So I'm creating the link as we speak. So y'all just hold on. As we speak. Oh, this fucking fly. You know, in the South, y'all bugs. I'm really trying to adjust to these fucking bugs down here. This, man, listen, I am pissed. Okay? Hold on. I'm trying to start another chat right now. Give me a second. I should have been dead, but. There we go. Hold on.
I was just
stopping. Hold on, y'all. Hold on, y'all. I'll turn it up for a little bit, but I'm going to have to make sure I go on Zoom. So I'm going to play a little bit.
Mic check, 1, 2. T, we appreciate your patience.
Oh,
we had to swap out our DJs, and for those tuning in live around the world at Coach TV, pay for view.
Hold on, I'm standing up right now.
Arena on Arizona State University grounds. This is the second half. Thunder
Bay
Boxing
presents
Crossover Time.
It valid me ID. Well,
we will feature in this very prize ring 5 celebrity influencer championship boxing bouts for your entertainment. The moment you've all been waiting for, sanctioned and governed by the USA Boxing Commission. Help me welcome our first boxers to the ring out of the red corner, Jay West, the Viper.
Okay, so he's not fighting right now because, you know, is the main event. So it's probably like 2 more fights after this and then the main event. All right? So when I'm going right now, I am, excuse me.
Yo, this bug, how do you get in here, son?
You know the bugs that got the long legs and shit? Now I'm scared of you niggas. Get the fuck up out of here, man. Hold on, man. Give me a second. I'm still trying to set it up. God damn it. Back to the bottom. Oh, okay. I don't know who got that. Yo, Bo's on YouTube got it. Who got what? What, they watching it? Yeah, watch their fucking channel get shut the fuck down. Hey, y'all take your ass over there if you want to. Huh. Enjoy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as the next athlete walks out to the ring, it looks like Jay West to the ring for making his official walk into the ring. This is kicking off Clash of the Culture Celebrity Fight, a Influence Fight. Championship fight, ICB championship belt is absolutely beautiful.
Come on, please.
Silver.
All right, yes. Same.
Once again, Jake Watson, at Jake Watson Media on Instagram, website, Disciple BJJ coming soon with Razor underscore Moanhead, as we've been bringing you the play-by-play and color commentary all night tonight. Excited to bring you Culture Clash, our second half of this.
You say, I won't get back. Yeah,
and Culture.tv promotion.
No. You still, I'm not going to change it. Mm-mm. I mean, it don't matter if you change the title. I understand what you're saying, but the people who, like Culture TV and Thunderbolt, they have people watching and going on YouTube to see who was watching. You know what I mean? They do that. And I'm just, they already did me dirty. Okay? YouTube already did me dirty. I say less, Agent Smith, you already. I'm saying, I'm still trying to set it up now. This shit moving a little. Okay, bitch. Okay, start. All right. All right. I'm about to put the link in there. And a few seconds. Michael Todd.
You can look over Jay. You can see that.
All right, I'm about to put the link in front of there.
He's still wearing it inside the ring. He is still wearing a massive gold chain. Both these competitors evidently won't have headgear on.
All right, here's the link, y'all.
And this one got a little bit heated at the weigh-in and the face-off yesterday. I don't know if you were there for that. There's a pushing back and forth with these two.
A lot of push and shove, a lot of building. All
right. Fair use type shit, but yeah, but you two, they don't give a fuck, son. Especially me. I've been hit with all kinds of shit, man. So, listen, everybody, let me mute this shit. So. All right, some of y'all coming in here already? All right, cool. I'm going to mute it because I don't want to know what everybody. Click that link. Y'all bring your asses in here. Because I'm just going to wait for a lot of y'all to get in here. Then we're going to go right into it, y'all. I appreciate y'all coming in. Make sure y'all share this live, too, so more could join us. All right? Make sure if you want to show some love, donate to the platform. I appreciate you, too. God damn it. Okay? Shit, I just got demonetized. I don't give a fuck. I got to say it. But they did me dirty. So they did the same shit last year, too. Fuck me. All right, let me put that shit in there again. Change the title. I'm not doing that shit. No. I'm sorry. I mean, I'll say this. It don't matter how many people come in there and watch. I'm not putting change the title. They coming for channels. Son, this is algorithms will pick this up. Yeah, I've been, look, Dunk Champs, I'm not listening to them. I'm not listening to them. Trust me. I was watching the fight. They shut all the niggas' channels down. Y'all could kiss my ass, too, with the little bump on it. The little bump on it. Kiss my ass. I'm not, nigga, kiss my ass. Let me put that other link in there again. And then, I'm getting the hell out of here. Kiss my motherfucking ass, okay? With the bump on it. I mean, pimple. There it is. But what you talking about? Hold on, y'all. That's on the Zoom. Hold on 1 second, y'all. Hold on, I got y'all. All right. Matter of fact, let me share so y'all to see what's going on. Hold on. All right?
With the pimp on it.
They streaming your shit, fam. Taking your shit. It's all good, Scooby D. I don't care. Because they going to get flagged, not me. Because I'm getting the fuck up out of here. So y'all can watch. But, let me share for my Zoomers. Let me share for y'all. Hold on, y'all. I got y'all right now. Okay, so y'all can see it. All right, everybody that's in here, please make sure y'all mute your mics, too. All right? So, everybody that's in the chat, I'm going to put the link in there one more again. Invites. Copy link. All right. And I'm going to put it on my whistling tool, on my community post. The passcode is not working. I don't know what the hell's going on now. Everybody else coming in. All right. I've been dropped on my head as a child. I have my little slow moments, man. I think you having yours too right now if you can't get the passcode. Everybody has these slow moments. I have mine quite often, but y'all can kiss my ass too. Okay? All right. So there's two more fights before the Charter White fight, Brooklyn. All right? So this is what I'm going to do. Everybody go to download Zoom on your phone or your desktop or whatever, and click the link. I'm going to put it in my community post too. Y'all come join us because I'm not getting flagged for you niggas. Y'all can throw some in the bucket too. Show some love to the platform. I appreciate you. Do not kiss my ass, but come watch the show. All right? All right, man. I'm getting the fuck out of here. You love you. I don't like you. It's over. Give me a second, y'all. Damn, round two already? It's like a 30 seconds. My shit moving mad slow, son. How am I sharing this on pause? Okay. 20 people win. Gotcha. All right. All right, let's get it, y'all.
Putting his hands up. What he needs to do is think about the standing eight count. We need to take it back to the fundamentals of boxing. Big Lex is doing these looping hooks, and they're hitting. But the response by King Pablo needs to be straight punches down the middle. He needs to be looking at where he's going. He's just kind of keeping his...
Shit.
Sean Tremendous Fortress, Sean Collins, Sosswood winning, taking a picture together in the ring, not insane, confusing, that they just had, but the fact that they're showing sportsmanship is absolutely beautiful. ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Perhaps that remains in the ring interview before our next fight for sure. We'll be back.
What's good, y'all? What's going on? Peace, everybody that's back, goddammit. Okay, Miss Melanie. Well, then I have to swim. So I missed that last fight. So the short nigga done whipped his ass. So I think that's what I'm thinking. So, yeah, man. Let's see. I think we got like, what, 3 more fights after this? Some shit? So let's see what the fuck happens, man. All right. So we got whoever the fuck this is coming in. And I think it's Amoretta and Kenzo B after this shit. Then your boy.
Well, ring announcer Jeff White definitely getting his money work tonight with the announcing, doing a tremendous job in there. He got an award during the intermission, a well-deserved award. He got amazing recognition. He had his kids up there and his two beautiful twin boys. And you know what? He got a recognition for his ring announcing, and there's no better person that is more deserving of that award. More deserving of that award than that man right there.
Yeah, I truly agree. I think I've worked with Jeff Wave and USMCO, put on my Thiago Azevedo and Brandon Jones, and you're about to hear his voice again right now. My favorite announcer in all of announcing.
Why the fuck he just came up to the ring with a sloppy looking ass? He probably ate a grilled cheese sandwich, nigga. Sloppy Joe or something. Get your ass in the ring, bro.
It's time to welcome your next matchup to the Thunderbolt Boxing Celebrity Week. It is a set of keys that was lost within the ladies' bathroom. Again, if you found a set of keys within the ladies' bathroom, please bring them up to our DJ Jam booth. Welcome first to the Thunderbolt Boxing Ring, Money Bag Rhodes.
Miss Melanie, thank you, sweetie.
Pipe fans, help me welcome his opponent to the red corner, D-Dub.
Stop fucking lying, sir. You said, so you said Charleston White not fight, he got disqualified. You're lying. Stop playing, man.
So D.W. Flame, I believe, had an opponent change.
No, that is actually Moneybag Rose right there.
Oh, is that? Did he announce it by Moneybag Rose's real name?
I guess not, but I can see it on his trunk that says Moneybag Rose. Well,
yo, that's Moneybag Rose.
If you've been following since then, Moneybag Rose had to warm up prior to this fight, and that's why his fight did not. The fight between D.W. Flame and Moneybag Rose did not happen on time. Now they're in the ring. And now, on to ring announcer Jeff Way.
Ladies and gentlemen, Moment Arena. This next matchup brought to you by Greatness J&J Entertainment, sanctioned by USA Boxing. Your referee in charge, Keith Greenfeld. This is scheduled 3 1.5-minute rounds for the ICB North American Heavyweight title. Introducing first, the fighter to my right, out of the blue corner. He stands 6 feet even, 240 pounds on the scale. This is his debut with the ICB championship.
Why is this nigga lips all up on the mic like this? I'm like, nigga, stop.
Well, we welcome... Represented by the firm Moneybag Rose. His opponent, across the out of the red corner, wearing the black with white trim trunks, he stands 3 inches tall at 265 solid pounds. This is his debut in the Celebrity Thunderbolt Boxing Ring, representing Jack of the Boxing, all the way of Eastside Long Beach, California, D.W. Flame.
Now, monkey.
Okay, front line is fine, so everything up here is good. There you go. And you're nothing on the front. Or hitting behind the head.
D.W. Flame with Moneybag Rose is the ICB North American Heavyweight Championship. Sanctioned by USA Boxing.
I think D.W. Flame is tired. He's not happy having to have waited twice. He's given the full court twice in his match. Now, we're here. As I mentioned earlier, D.W. Flame, previously unusual, got the wild out.
D.W. Flame applied the pressure early in the fight, and Moneybag Rose's mouthpiece has fallen out. Another thing Moneybag Rose needs to do is fix that headgear.
D.W. Flame, real name Ramirez Williams, $201,000 on Instagram at D.W. Flame. The best of here. He's part of the record label Cruising Grounds Entertainment, whereas Moneybag Rose, an independent producer, the CEO of Moneybag Rose, local. As I also mentioned, D.W. Flame, this is the
name. The new music video for the song Might Not Never, featuring Say a Baby. You can watch the music video posted 8 days ago on YouTube. Now, I hope I didn't butcher that name.
You know, you probably would have done a better job than me.
That's right. Doing my best to plug these content creators and musicians. They have careers that they're trying to develop. Here they go back in the center of the ring. D.W. Flame, definitely much more muscle-bound, I would say, than Moneybag Rose. Well, D.W. Flame already establishing that job. Oh! He tries to throw an overhand right and misses. And Moneybag Rose said he needed time to warm up, and that's why he didn't fight 2 fights ago. So we'll see if that warm-up pays off. Well, I could tell D.W. Flame was not happy. Right there, already. Throwing a punch to the body. Getting money back off of him, pushing him off of him.
What's up, Black Queen? How are you?
There's some intention behind those punches.
Oh, yeah.
The DW Queen. He was not a happy man. Many minutes ago. Oh, my goodness. Huge swing in a minute. With intention, too, you know. DW playing waiting patiently. Left hook finds a home. Money back. DW Flame needs to use Money Back's headgear as an advantage. Money Back cannot see, as you can see, picking up his head to spot to see it under the headgear. And Money Back runs away
from DW
Flame, and that's the end of round one.
That nigga ran. Nigga, hold on. First of all, out of both of them, they did all that swinging, and both of them landed once. You know what I'm saying? It's one hit apiece. All that swinging. Come on, son. They need to do more training than that. All right, but let's see who wins. I don't even know who these dudes are. I ain't gonna hold you. Who y'all going for? I know if I was on here, it'd be like 1,000 some people in here. All the other channels got it. But salute to them too. But who y'all going for? One in the blue, one in the red. I forgot the names already. Who y'all going for? I'm going for the nigga with the red, on. That nigga ran, right? Where?
He's attention. He had a lot of time to think.
Look, man, listen, man, we got to go to Red Lobster. You know we go to Red Lobster. Beat that nigga ass, all right? Try to get my hair done, my wig. You know my shit crooked, all right? Some yams, get some gin. Casamigos, you know they expect some whipped his ass.
Oh, Money Back caught DW Flame.
Oh, big uppercut. Looks like Rock and Robots in there.
Again with the headgear. Money Back broke his headgear and covered his eyes. He's tilting his head to watch the fight. DW Flame,
no,
right hand. Charging.
Why is this thing running?
Oh, Money Back caught him.
DW Flame, he's chewing on his mouthpiece a lot, and that is the reason why the mouthpiece got knocked out earlier. A little bit of chatter back and forth.
And excuse my audio too. I got a short circuit in the wire, so you might hear it go up and down. I'm gonna fix that shit because I got another wire. So pardon me on that. I'm starting to notice that shit.
Oh, it's swinging for the fences.
That's a lot of energy to supply oxygen to those giant muscles.
Oh, DW Flame has Money Back against the ropes. Money Back gets away. Last 10 seconds of round two. Let's see what these two men are going to do.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Okay, they
were now, listen, we got to understand something, man. Yeah, they're exhausted already. Listen, 9 times out of 10, any fight in the hood, any fight, niggas ain't fighting no more than 5, maybe 10 minutes. You know niggas get tired. You see that shit every motherfucking day. Niggas don't fight that long. Y'all know that. So, you know what I'm saying? They exhausted, but this nigga running like, you want to catch the store before it closes or something. This nigga running like a little bitch, huh? He's not disqualified, son.
We got to give a special thank you to these guys. They're taking time out of their days, their families, their children, to come out here tonight and officiate these fights.
Razor Ramon Hedges with the factoid. Dogs of power.
All right, Jake, this is the beginning of round 3 minutes. And what do you want to see this round from both of these fights?
You know, it's almost like watching YouTube videos of car crashes. You know people are okay. I feel like what I'm waiting for is one of these giant punches to connect. Because if one of them connects, you've got to think it's going to be Curtin.
Look at how
he holds. Yeah, it's either being lucky moving their head. Oh, and hits them behind the back, which you're not supposed to do. Referee Keith Greensburg is letting DW Flame know that you cannot punch behind the back.
There's a big no-no. We'll see, though. He didn't land on the ribs.
Oh, another bicep jab. Catches him against the rope. And face plant. That is not ruled a knockdown. It is with a flip.
I'm unsure as to what happened. Whoever is called in that top, DW Flame flattens out Moneybag Rose.
Let me check my audio.
You hurt.
And my audio good.
After that fall, possibly his ankle. It seems to me that he's...
Is that my fucking allergies or some shit?
Well, it's...
Yo, my
he
brain
waited.
DB levels inside the OBS on your mic.
DW Flame stayed tenacious for the duration of the contest, put his power on display, and right at the end there was just too much for Moneybag Rose.
Wait, what the fuck just happened?
Whether he lost his balance, he got hit by a big punch, he still was clear to the referee that this athlete was unable to continue. Congratulations, DW Flame, putting out records.
And guess what? DW, he gonna be talking shit. You know what I mean? Talk about here, shoot a motherfucker and all that. See, this is how you know. You see a lot of niggas that be talking all that shit like they tough and all that. I got the gun. I shoot you. All this tough shit. But niggas can't fight for nothing. You see what I'm saying? Niggas can't fight for shit. Niggas don't know how to fight, son. That's a prime example. You know that nigga going straight to KFC after this. You already know. Let's see what he's talking about.
There's a lot of rappers who are buffed. Who are his size, heavyweight rappers, up and coming.
Take a look at that IC belt, though. ICB belt. Look at, take a look at the IC
belt. Look, that's dying over there. Bad sickle.
All right, to bring the official verdict, here's Jeff Wagner.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, your referee calls a stoppage to this bout due to injury of the blue corner. Therefore, the winner, and now, the International Championship Boxing North American Heavyweight Champion, D.W.
I swear to God, I got allergies right now.
Mr. DW, Flame, a couple moments on this microphone. Congratulations and best of victory. Unfortunately, he hurt himself, couldn't continue, but you were putting a big hurt on him in the beginning. Any words for your friends, families, all the millions of followers that you packed out there in the social media world?
Yeah, this is for Eastside Long Beach right here. This is Eastside Long Beach in West Street. I come from nothing, you feel me? That was right, though. I need to get my shit more together. Next one's going to be a knockout. It keeps on the hums.
There is a ranking system within ICB. We got an expert here from ICB. What do you think about your brand new strap around that place to match that beautiful necklace of yours?
Yeah, they were letting me wear it before we even fought. They knew the truth. They knew the truth. Like I said, grind to enrich this motherfucker. Incredible in this motherfucker. They're holding my brother P. Nice in his foot there.
Any last words? You got lots of friends, lots of family, great guys, thank you. Any last words?
Yeah, we're going to keep winning. I don't need to box for real. You feel me? I'm getting straight off the street. Keep winning. We're going to keep grinding. Shout out to Moneybag Rose, though, before I need to get out here.
I thought they said Moneybag Rose, you know, but I got Moneybag Rose. Great sportsmanship, great respect. Ladies and gentlemen in the crowd, let's show some love one more time. From Eastside, Long Beach, California, and now, an ICB North American Heavyweight Champion, DW Flame.
Bro, that nigga's getting an aluminum foil championship belt. But let me ask that something, because is this, you know, is this like this Culture TV shit and the Thunderbolt shit, this is only for, like, YouTubers and shit like that, right? Well, not just necessarily YouTubers, but social media influencers or whatever, you know, that want to fight. So this is what this is all about? I don't know. So hopefully next will be Amaretta and Kenzo B. And then this nigga Charleston White, man. They should need to hurry the fuck up. Yeah, that nigga got dropped, huh? Oh, okay, all right. Thank you, Raw. Yeah, it should be them next. Yeah. Hurry up, man. God damn it. About to eat me some motherfucking chicken. I'm the diet. Shit. Nah, they ain't fight yet, man. I'm telling you. Charleston White done poured lemons on his fucking on his gloves. Alright? So you know he put some pepper on this shit. Some Kanye pepper. Would you take a fight? Hell yeah, I'd take a fight. Absolutely, I'd take a fight. I would definitely take a fight. Fact, give me that back. I'm going to take that fight. I'm going to train. I ain't going to drink. Okay? I'm going to work out. And you know what I'm saying? Hell yeah. All right, up. And I will fight Hassan Campbell. That's a fact. Put me in that nigga in the ring. Let's do it. All right? Because I can fight, son. So we can do that. Facts, nigga. But I know damn well I might get tired. You know what I mean? I got a little chunky, nigga, so I might be tired in the second round. But see, when you hit hard, though, yeah, that nigga got, that nigga swollen arms, he got some deformed arms. I ain't never seen no arms like that. That's some shit he get off the Hudson River or some shit like that, like some contaminated shit. I don't know how the fuck you even form an arm like that. This is weird, son. That's not even human arms right there, but we gonna move along with that. So hopefully Amaretta and Kenzo is next. Then we get Toothpick and motherfucking, what's his name, Suede and all that shit. All right, so hold on. These niggas fought already, right? These niggas ain't fight yet, so. All right, they fought already. All right, let's look at the names, right? So these niggas fought. Come on, nigga. Yo, this gonna be funny, I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, this shit is not even going past the second round, guaranteed. This shit ain't going past the second round. Who wanna bet, man? Who wanna fucking bet? Alright, hold on. Let me check something real quick. Let me see what the fuck is going on over here. Hold on. You said they ain't fighting no more. Good fight, though. Where Amaretta? I don't know. Steroids been straight to his arm. You stupid. And the dude he was fighting post on his story that he was in the last fight in the other dude's corner. I think the female's next. All right. And that's it? What the fuck you mean, and that's it? What you mean, and that's it? So after, so y'all said this nigga is not fighting? This nigga look like buckwheat. They go on the right. See the hair? Sauce wood. I think that's sauce wood or whatever. They're like buckwheat, nigga. I bet you 20, J Black. 20. Let's do that. Charleston White being disqualified for Mason opponent. Nah, get the fuck out of here. You dead ass? Wait, hold on. Nah. Y'all dead ass? Charleston White is not fighting. He's not fighting? That nigga like buckwheat, son, for real. Are y'all serious, though, for real? Charleston White ain't fighting? I'm not watching the rest. Well, I ain't gonna lie. I do want to see the Kenzo B, though. I want to see that fight. Oh, God, I think so. I'm waiting. I don't know for sure. And I hope so, because this shit gonna be funny in the motherfucker. listen. I'm rooting for Charleston White. I am. I'm rooting for him. I don't wanna count the nigga out, but I'm going with Suede. Bet? I'm going with Suede. But on his IG, he just posted a pic of him with a fan. He had a drink in his hand. Hold on, let's hold on. On his Instagram page, hold on. Let me check it out. Let me go see Charleston White shit. Let me see what's popping. If he got a fucking a damn page, so then we're taking this shit down. Hold on, let me check it out real quick. Charleston White official, explore Charleston, and that's it. Hold on, let me see something, man. This shit crazy. No, that's not it, man. Because the nigga always losing his fucking channel. Alright, Rat Williams. There's so many fucking Cat Williams shits on the shit. Nah, I don't know, son. His name was Rat Williams on IG. Yeah. Hold on, so yes. Hold on. It's Rat Williams 1, right? Rat Williams. Alright, let's see, man. Cheddar Bob Charleston. I think this should be it. Huh? Nah, that's... Man. The Rat Williams. Oh. Alright. The Rat. Okay. Alright, let me share my screen. Hold on. Now, this from 13 hours ago, so, I'll share the screen real quick. Hold on. Y'all gotta forgive me, too. I had a lot to drink last night, so I'm on slow mo today, for real. All right, thank you, man. I see that. What's good, Bell Dog? What's poppin'?
How you drive with all this shit? I got that big poke on me. You looking into that pig poke out on me.
Nigga said the pig poke.
Look at the lens. Now, this is the blade. That's the one I pulled out.
Sean Cotton is on
it. You know that the pig poke.
Wow. You see, now, if this is true, all of this was it's all a part of the plan. It's organized chaos, but y'all think I'm not bugging. Sean Cotton, right? This is him? This is Cheddar, right? Yeah, Coach of TV. He said Charleston White is not fighting. Where he said that? Kids don't have a red fight yet? Nah, not yet. Or IG Live, he said, I don't see it. For the state cheese? All right, gotcha. Oh, shit. All right, he's live. All right, gotcha. Let's go. Come
report.
I landed the right. I kept trying to land the jab, but where I fucked up, I kept trying to do the overhand left. And when he would go under my overhand left, it connect with an overhand right. Yeah, they made me come down 10 pounds in 7 days. I'm 185. My walking around weight is 195. There's no excuses. He won the fight. Real life. I'm gonna come to an interview with y'all too. They celebrating, but
all right, somebody in the ring, but oh no, not yet.
Yes, they can get it in.
Yeah, they call. I think about to call somebody. Let's see. Hold on.
The females. That's right. The ladies of celebrity influencer boxing.
All
right. The moment you've got the corner. Oh, Marissa.
All right, we're gonna go to the fight.
Of the evening, of the influencer fight night that we're on here tonight, Mullet Arena in Tempe, Arizona.
See, now, listen, this is some real shit. Let me tell you something.
This is gonna be for the ICB.
I give Charleston White props for mastering the art of marketing and branding, okay, and causing chaos. He knew he probably was going to be disqualified or whatever. And why they didn't say, why they didn't announce it, why we had to know towards the end of the motherfucking fight that he's not going to fight. All of this, to me, is by design. Remember the nigga pulled the gun out on him in the interview? That was orchestrated. The shit with Aiden, that whatever he's from, the white nigga, looking nigga, you know what I mean, when he was arguing at the dinner table, some shit like that. That's organized chaos. All that shit was planned, son. He's slick, but that's fucked up. He knew he wasn't going to fight. He can't fight. He don't got no eye. He got one eye. That's master of manipulation. Y'all can take it how you want. All that shit was planned. But let's go. I'm going for Kenzo, though. Shout out to the BX.
On Enzo's beast trunk, it says top dog on there, on the lining of her waist.
Fight man, log a piece, King.
It's brought to you by Anoche Cantina. Join us following our final bout of the evening for the official Thunderbird Boxing Crossover Clash After Party at Anoche Cantina, 640 South McCall Avenue. This bout sanctioned by the USA Boxing Commission, and this is for the ICB International Bantamweight Championship. Introducing first, my left out of the red corner. She wears the pink with white trim shirt, 5'3" tall, 118 pounds on the scale. This is her debut into the Celebrity Thunderbolt Boxing Ring.
He must be the last fight, because after this, I'm not watching this shit no more. This is it for me. So if this is the last fight, good.
Introducing Amaretta DeBake. Her opponent across the ring, out of the blue corner, wearing the pink, black with gold letters. She stands 5.
Yo, shorty, nice right there. Right? Little beauty right there. I see you, shorty. You know what I mean? Bend her right over. Put my hand in her fucking mouth. Pull her neck back. And I'll be all in her fucking back. You know what I mean? I should be poking right through her fucking pelvis. Go ahead, shorty. Shorty look like shorty for power, right? Mary J. Blige's daughter. In a ghost ship. Anyway, let's go.
Ladies
no, hey.
Are ready so to
sexy.
Slow down. A lot of mutual respect shown between these two at the weigh-in face-offs yesterday at the Anoche Cantina.
Shit. Let's go.
Now in the beginning of round one.
Oh,
they're going just straight at it. Oh my god. Telephone booth type of fighting.
Oh.
Like Don Fry Takayama.
Go ahead, Shuddy.
Oh, they cannot wait to go at it. Referee is instructing them to listen when he tells them to break. And going back to the center of the ring. One punches.
This is a classic brawl.
Right.
It's a street fight. Oh.
Break them up already.
Oh my goodness, the referee tried to separate them. And they're still fighting.
They're still fighting.
Nigga, this is better than all the fights. No, you can't do that. Don't do that. Let them fight. Don't do that. Nah. Don't disqualify. Don't do that. Well, yeah, these
Oh my goodness, what is happening? It's an all
shit.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, no, come on. Fucking Jose Cuervo. Let them fucking fight, eh? He's a bitch.
Absolutely.
Let him fight. Don't fuck up the fight, fucking
Jorge.
Let them fight. Yes, thank you. Let's go.
Once again. This is a USA Boxing sanctioned event. This is an official USA Boxing sanctioned event.
Well, you know they ain't trained. You're like, fuck that shit, nigga. Just put the gloves on, nigga. You know they ain't trained at all.
If they wanted to do an MMA fight, they should have done an MMA fight.
All right, Kenzo. Where? Jose Cuervo, man. Come on, son.
I will say I'm greatly confused.
Come on, bro.
As to why the athletes wouldn't stop fighting.
You know, it's in the heat of the battle. You know, you get hyped up, you get heated, and once you put that leather on someone's face, you just want to keep doing it. But like I said before, you have to listen to the referee. I know.
The referee's sticking to his guns, as he should.
And
at the end of the day, and we're hearing disapproval from people in the crowd, people don't understand, they feel like they've been cheated, but at the end of the day, the athletes refuse to acknowledge, they refuse to listen to the referee. They refuse to abide by amateur boxing rules, though they signed up for an amateur boxing fight. And that is their fault.
And I understand the coaches there. They're just having a dispute battle with the referee, but the referee, I'm sure, is letting them know, hey, this is a USA Boxing Sanctioned event. You have to abide to the rules. There are rules for this war. You can't just go in there and not listen to the officials.
I have to imagine that if the athletes don't take off the gloves and headgear, within the next 5 minutes, security might have to call. It's an unfortunate sight.
Here we go. Nigga shit, right? Told you niggas are fuck shit up, son. That is looking bad out this motherfucker, man. But this shit is exciting. You know what I'm saying? Two little hood rats from the hood fighting. You know what I'm saying? Now, if they don't pay and listen, if they don't listen in this round, throw these bitches out the ring, alright? I won't even be mad. Fucking Jorge Cuervo. I mean, he's doing his job, though. I ain't going to hold you. He's doing his job, but come on, man. Come on. Let's go. It's over? Are you serious? Alright.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the competition of this bout,
unfortunately,
it has been disqualified due to unsportsmanlike.
Yo, Jorge Cuervo, man, we gonna send you back to fucking landscaping.
The great and Kings of B for attempting their celebrity title bout here at Thunderbolt Boxing. Again, this bout has been disqualified.
Yo, this shit is so fucking whack, son. Jorge Cuervo. Yo, nah, we can't be hiring these niggas, man. Nah, come on, man. This shit is whack. This is a waste of time. I want my $24 back. We should.
Our next and final celebrity influence on all the evening.
Who?
Brought to you by Anoche and Tina once again following this bout and the finalization.
I blame all this shit on Charles DeWitt. Let's blame his ass.
South Mill Avenue for the official after party.
Fucking Eric Stan over here, this fucking announcer. Nigga, we don't like your voice. Stop it. You're not going to be on Showtime. He's really pushing his resume. I get you. I get it. But, wait, hold on. What? Who is this? It ain't no... Hold on. My bad. Because I'm over here talking this shit. I'm just pissed, man. Get the fuck out of here. Who the fuck is this? Is this it? Yo, this is so fucking whack, son.
Right, man, help me welcome his opponent to the blue corner. Tyron Maitland.
I think he's about to say Charles DeWitt. Let me tell y'all something. The nigga already said that this nigga is not fighting. I'm not wasting my time. Do y'all want to see this fight? Yes or no? I don't know. I'm about to get out of here. Fuck this shit. This is just a waste. I'm going to say this one more time. This all seriousness. This nigga is the master of manipulation and marketing. This nigga knew he wasn't going to fight. I swear on everything. I mean, listen. If you could get the bag without busting the sweat, would you do that? I would do it. And then what's crazy, motherfuckers would still want to watch him fight another fight. You know what I mean? Like if they were going to fight Soldier Boy or whatever, we going to want to watch that, pay for it to watch it. Because he's a funny-ass nigga, and we want to see if he can fight or he get his eye knocked out. So this nigga draw a crowd. I'm not interested. Yes, Mega. They got everybody for their bread. Got finesse and the people in the stands see it. Look, all these are gone. It was like 12 people before they installed. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and fucking Bobby Joe over there. Get the fuck out of here. Also, I have to say this on some real shit. I've been trying to look into some marketing things, and I have to, study on the art of marketing, and that's one of my flaws that I haven't. Charles DeWitt right there. Isn't that Charles DeWitt? Right there. That's him right there, son. That's Charles DeWitt right fucking there, son. That's Charles DeWitt right there. He ain't fighting. The nigga right there. And he's smiling. Pocket full of money. He knew it all along. I don't like shit like that, but see, we fall for it. Wait, no, I not him. But he's on the other side. But that was Charles DeWitt. I don't want to hear what the fuck he got to say. Get the fuck out of here, Britain. Brad, get the Chad. Get your punk ass up out of here. See what Charles DeWitt right there. Look, he's taking pictures. Look. Master of manipulation. We all got finesse. We got finesse. I'm not interested. I don't want to. Nigga, that was him. He is not fighting. This is crazy, son. Everybody, I'm not going to hold you. I'm not saying you should be upset. But you should be upset. Because that was the art of of marketing, but he swindled us. Maybe this fight might be good. Oh, look, I'm talking to his head. Let's check it out.
That is what you get for keeping your hands by your wings. Funny man Gatlin saying, I'm not playing jokes.
Funny man Gatlin, people you call with a check hook, caught him
like
right
it's a Charleston chew.
It's very sneaky. It's very.
Oh, oh, that one was not sneaky. He's serious, man Gatlin tonight. Oh my goodness, swinging for the fences.
Oh.
Funny man pulls to avoid the back of the head.
And these niggas got Napoleon complex, so you know they're gonna get, you know what I mean? They're gonna get it popping.
Xavier Long saying he's good, he's good, he's okay.
Why the fuck is banging like that?
Referee keeps going for
the
calling time.
Xavier Long definitely on the walk.
We definitely got swindled. We know about the yes because of the damn pepper spray, but still.
Not the end of round one. Our middle referee is just doing everything he can.
Well, I mean, I could probably see this. So I did see the video when he was in the street, like really jumping around because his eyes was burning and shit like that. I get it. But damn, how many? That was like the day before. You still could have fucking made the fight. But again, I'm going to tell you something right now. That probably wasn't even real Mace. I don't believe that dude. Don't believe Charleston Way. When that camera's on, he's a whole nother person. He told y'all that. That shit was orchestrated, son. I had to disqualify. I bet you this nigga would never win a fight. He would never fight. He didn't talk about it. I bet you something else would happen. He wouldn't let him in with my gun. They try to set me up. They want to bring my props in here. Get the fuck out of here, Charleston Chew.
Xavier Long again.
Xavier
Long
throwing that powerful right hand. Hoping it lands.
Oh, Xavier Long connects. This is an all-out war. Xavier Long in the red. Funny man Gatlin in the blue. Oh,
Xavier Long took a strong left hook, flush up a chin, and acted like nothing happened.
Oh, a little flip from Xavier Long. Here we go, back in the exchange.
Kind of swinging for the fences, hoping one of those land.
Fireworks, and now the athletes taking more of a measured approach, seeming to think a little bit before they swing. Whoa, Xavier Long was swinging for the stadium. Oh, good weight that time by Xavier. Oh, and then Gatlin swings.
They going at it, though.
I'm having fun just watching this remote.
Both of these fighters are just swinging for the fences. It's bringing the excitement to this arena right now. 10 seconds left. What are these two men going to do in these last 10 seconds?
I'm so nervous.
Beautiful
hip toss.
So it's only 2 rounds or something?
If you're a judo fan, watch this at home on Fight.tv. Name that throw and tag me at Jake Watson Media.
Seems like a throw that Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, man. This is crazy. And why would you bring pepper spray anyway to a weigh-in? You don't think that's a setup? Why would you bring pepper spray to a weigh-in? come on, man. Just those little things right there just let you know all this shit was playing. I don't even really think it was. Check it out. What happens when you spray pepper spray in front of a whole bunch of people? It spreads, right? How was he the only one that was affected? Well, you want to look at the video. Well, you already seen the video, but just go back to the video. When he sprayed it, he's the only nigga that act like he got sprayed with pepper spray. Anybody that's in that vicinity of pepper spray, they're going to feel it too. He was the only one, y'all. Pete fucking game. Master manipulator, yo. Master manipulator. Yes, she is thick. Goddamn.
Oh, man, you can hear them. Yes, the connection by the Spider-Man here. Xavier's phone is still growing with his head down. Here we go, Xavier. Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Did he break his neck?
Unsure what happened. Xavier Law just collapsed in the corner of the ring. That's actually, I believe,
the position. We're going to go look at him, see if he's okay. We hope he's okay.
Something, I heard something pop, like, crack, something cracked. Yeah, this fight is over. This fight is over. I heard something crack.
Galen passed out, not passed out, but he crumbled to the ground in the neutral corner.
Did you hear that shit? It was a pop.
I'm hitting the canvas, but the doctors are right now, they're checking him out, making sure he's okay. That's the most important right now, making sure that the boxers are okay. We definitely don't want anybody being extremely hurt here tonight, so that's why we have the physicians ringside to make sure that these fighters are able to come home safely for their families. Absolutely. I mean, fireworks.
Alright, good.
In every round, but putting in Gatlin back up to his feet.
Be like, nah, nigga, I want to fight. Put your shit back on, nigga. Put your headset off.
Yeah, funny man. I mean, collapsing in his corner, not a good sign for him to continue. Although, much to his chagrin.
But the fight is over, though. Like, nigga, you down. You can't get back up. And it's over. Look, alright, I'm about to get out of here. I'm about to do a quick video on Charleston White real quick. And I'm going to go through it too. I'm going to go to the video. So I'm going to do the video once I get off live. But I'm just letting y'all know. Like, somebody put in there, let me go to the, what you said real quick. You said he helped somebody. You said he did it to help Sean sell tickets. All right, cool. This is what I'm saying. We have to understand that he's very entertaining. When niggas have, when they very entertaining, you still gonna entertain it because you will be entertained. I get it. But this was, to me, these niggas knew ahead of time, Coach of TV, Thunderbolt, whatever, they did not let the people know that he wasn't gonna fight because they know the attention span. We would have been like, nah, well, we ain't watching it. So the numbers would have dropped. Or, you know what I'm saying? Some would probably want their refund. But they let it go on. This announcer, you think he don't know what the fuck is going on? This nigga Charleston White up there on the side of the ring taking fucking pictures? Nah, nigga, we got swindled. You think Charleston White didn't know? Did he go on live? But I bet that he's going to go live later on tonight or tomorrow and talk that shit and come up with something. Yo, this is a game. And can't knock the hustle. It's the art of marketing. But negative shit sells, man. Negativity sells. So, yeah, y'all got swindled. No, he's not fighting. Yo, I'm out of here, y'all. He's not fighting tonight. So, he's not fighting. Y'all be easy. Peace. So that was some straight bullshit. I'm sorry.